Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e Qurb-e Mahabbat.
Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Agar che raah taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, agar che raah taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai, magar jo aashiq-e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. Sila-e-ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba, sila-e-ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba, ke aashiq rote rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai, ke aashiq rote rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, to apne aansuon se ishq isko dota rehta hai, to apne aansuon se ishq isko dota rehta hai. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar ae zahid-e-nada, gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar ae zahid-e-nada, ke unki aah-o-zaari par falak bhi rota rehta hai, ke unki aah-o-zaari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. Mahabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Bakhsh-e-murshid-e-kamil jo dard-e-dil hua جو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو دل پر جلسائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے پر بجا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے پر بجا اختر پر جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آله واصحابه اجمعین. اما بعد, this is in reality a bayan of Awadad al-Sheikh Zakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in poetry form. Wazid Wala Rahmatullah Ali speaks about, say, guarding the gaze, protecting our eyes. And here in Hazrat Bayan's over and over again, the Quranic verse, قُلِ مُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. The Nabi of Allah said to the believing men that they should lower some of the gazes, not all the gazes, some of the men. Lower some of the gazes, and those that are halal gaze, look at their wife, at the children, by all means. Enjoy as much as you want to. Thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And some gazes Allah ta'ala has made haram. Don't look at haram. Look at halal, save yourself from haram. And then, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, then your sharamga and private parts will be protected. Allah ta'ala has linked it together. Protect your eyes. Hazrat Wala tells us also, our illustrious and beloved Shaykh Dhamma Barakatuh says, that sometimes protect your gaze from halal also. Sometimes we have some hobbies. Maybe you like some cars or cell phones. Sometimes, that happens, you come to the masjid, you might see a new car parked in the imam's parking possibly. Now you don't know, go and see the car, so from far you just peep at it or walk past it and peep inside the car. And now the nafs got some little bit enjoyment in that. Halal to look at it. So see, sometimes don't give the nafs that opportunity also. Practice not looking at also halal things. Allah Ta'ala will give you His halawat, the sweetness of iman. So now and then try not to look at even halal things also. Allah Ta'ala will give you the strength to save yourself from haram also. So protect your gazes. So here Hazrat Wala says that times have become hard and bad, difficult as a result of hijabless beauty that is women. As a result, the eyes have now begun harassing, troubling the hearts. That the times now have become bad. As we see around us, that everything in dunya, these problems, dunya is full of problems. And the masjid is full of solutions. Sitting in the company of the friends of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, is only solution upon solutions. And then to give up these bad habits will become very easy after that. Will become so easy, it will be unbelievable. There's a topic, fuqaha mentioned, tasawwur al-shaykh. That a person now becomes so inclined and muhabbat with his shaykh now, like he mentioned some tafsir of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when the temptation was there, then there was a vision of his father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and because of that, some mufassirin say, he saw his father biting on his fingers, warning him, don't go near haram. Because of that, he turned around and ran away. When that inclination, muhabbat will become shadeed and strong, and the nisbat will come with the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, with the person's shaykh. Then when that haram temptation is there, you look at his shaykh's face. And the Hazrat says that that becomes the stepping stone, muhabbat of the shaykh becomes a stepping stone to the muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That will become a deterrent also. So the times have become bad, have become difficult as a result of hijabless beauties and women. That they don't wear hijab anymore, and now they are touching the hearts of men. They don't control their eyes. As a result, the eyes have now begun harassing and troubling the hearts.
And this is the link, and a person will control his gaze. And as I say that, unfortunately, in our Gujarati Quran Sharif, we don't see the ayat of hijab over there. Everybody is in our family. All are hagas. So we can sit together, we can have meals together, we can meet everybody. Is that a problem? Say salam kar. Make salam with the auntie. But the auntie is still young also. We say, no, she changed your diapers one time also. So make salam with her. But the auntie is not very old. Suppose you be careful now that within the family, how to introduce hijab. Only Jamshed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Raibin mentioned one time in the Ulama Bayan. He says, I was in Darul Uloom that time, not even Baligh is yet. And we learned that week in the Darul Uloom all the laws of hijab and who to make parada from. So he says, I used to come home on a Thursday night. So he says, I came home Thursday night at Asr time, and after Maghrib I used to go home from the masjid. So he says, I made up my mind as a young boy, not Baligh yet. It takes just one person in the family now to change everything. Allah gives the himmat. So he says that I decided that week in madrasa, we learn all the laws of hijab and parda. And he says, my brother's wife, my sister-in-law used to stay with us. And she was married in the family from when he was much younger. And she used to take care of him as a young boy. So he says, I made festa, I'm making parda from her now also. So he says, after Maghrib, I didn't go home. Now they got pareshan at home. The real Mullah Jamshed Sahib, he hasn't come home as yet. So they came looking for him, sitting in the masjid. He said, I'm sitting like one big sheikh. Father came. He said, Jamshed, you're not coming home. He said, no, I'm not coming home. He says, why? He said, Babi doesn't make parada from me. He said, she knows you from the time you were a baby. He says, no, but we lived in class. Was make hijab. So father went home, he told Babi, because Jamshed won't come home till you make parada from him in the house also. She said, okay, no problem. He said, I went home with a very serious face. Sat down for supper, and she used to serve me supper when I used to come on Thursday night. So she put her parada on, and giggling behind the parada, she served me the food. I was not a baligh boy. She's laughing at me. But he said, I was very serious, because I learned the law of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Friday, he said, I used to go and meet my chacha, my father's brother. So father told me the next day, Jamshed will meet your uncle. He said, I'm not going. He said, what happened now? He said, his wife don't make parada also. He said, that is your auntie. He says, no, it's not my auntie. That's my uncle, and that's his wife. I'm not going there. So the father told her, uncle also, they tell now the wife to make parada also. So I went there, I sat with them. Even auntie said those who were parada on, but I had my head down. And he says, from there slowly the entire family went to parada within the family. So one person, Allah Ta'ala gives the himmat, Allah Ta'ala will use him as a means of hidayat for the family. So Hazrat says over here that the eyes have now become harassing, troubling the hearts, that the heart now is parishan looking at all, we can't even call them beauties also. Because real beauty now is what is halal. Haram women are not beauty. It's now just the mesmerizing of the eye, shaitan just amplifies that beauty. But it's not real. As I say, do realize it is impossible that no change will occur in features. That is, beauty is not forever. Aging must spoil faces. So it is senseless attaching your heart to these beauties. These are all fana. One day they will perish and they will come to the end. So this is realized, it's impossible that no change will occur, that no change will occur in features. Beauty is not forever. It will come to an end. So what I should say also, that realize that one is this beautiful woman that you're looking at, so to say beautiful, just realize one day her teeth will come out, her cheeks will go in, the eye sockets also will go in, and then how she will look then? And what's coming out now from her body is all now, what you say, goo, all filth and dirt. There's nothing good in it. It's just the nafs and shaitan displaying in your mind to look at all these haram things, but in reality there's nothing there. So it is senseless attaching your heart to these artificial beauties. But if you do not save your eyes from gazing at them, then it is impossible for you to save your heart from them. You have to protect your eyes. And where do you get the himmat and courage now? That is, you all know it's haram to look at haram things. And it's haram to look at haram. But where to get the himmat and that courage now? Abu al-Haq Sahib used to say that even the tanker now that's carrying thousands of liters of fuel and petrol in the tank on his back also has to go to the fuel station to fill its own tank. He can have all the fuel on top of it, but to make that tanker move, he needs his own fuel also. So a person can be an alim of deen, he can have all the kitabs, he knows everything, but he has to go to the sheikh now to fill his own tank up, to get that himmat and that courage. One, we can tell everybody, by protect your eyes. for my own eyes aren't aligned correctly. Hazrat Wala says now that you look right at your wife, but the indicator now is going left looking at the sister-in-law. He says now you put your dims where the brights only are on. And now you looking with your brights and she looking with the brights also. Now there's a head-on collision. Now where to get that himmat and that courage? Zakim Sahib, you say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Ta'ala has given us natural shutters on our eyes, natural. All we got to do is just close it. We don't have to press some button or recharge the battery. All we have to do is just close the eyes. And he says, if there was a sandstorm outside, taking a sandstorm, and the sand is coming in my eyes, and a person now has to lift his arm and block his eyes, nobody will say, oh, pagal, he's mad, what he's doing? Protecting his eyes. He says, just now the physical eye, because sand is coming inside. He says, imagine the spiritual heart, the spiritual eye of the heart, the imaniya eyes of the heart, to protect that. He says, now even you have to run away from there. As it tells us about Mawlana, Abdul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, at Karachi airport, in his advanced age, went early to the airport, and now he tells the Khadim that take my wheelchair and turn me towards the wall, better I look at the wall. Because there's so many temptations and haram things around me, better I look at the wall. That's why we have to make this himmat and this courage. Allah Ta'ala has given every person as much courage as we have now to break the command of Allah, look at haram, we have more courage than that to stay away from it. But we have to sum it up and call it up and look with that courage. That will come now when you sit in the company of the pious people. And we find when we sit in the company also, that inclination to guna and sin is gone. We don't feel like sinning also. We feel like we're sitting in the company of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How to create this feeling all the time in our homes, in our businesses. So like this we will come and continue filling our tanks up. This will ultimately cause your heartache and anxiety. Safeguarding your heart from pain is confined to safeguarding, restricting your gaze. Never mind if your nafs makes excuses. Just justifying your looking. The nafs will tell you, just look one time. Some youngsters say, Maulana, the first gaze is permissible. That's not the intentional gaze, by mistake. So one youngster was saying, the first gaze is permissible, even the mistaken one. But it doesn't say for how long you mustn't look. It doesn't say for how long you mustn't look. I say, by this, that's a mistaken gaze, make tawbah for that also. Once you were with Hazrat Wala in Haramain, Alhamdulillah, and somebody asked Hazrat also, Hazrat, when you go to the Haram Sharif, there's so many women there that are hijabless, don't have hijab. And you're making tawaf sometime, you're sitting in the matab sometime, Allah Ta'ala take us over and over again, and they are making tawaf, and your eyes fall on them. So how can you protect yourself from this? So Hazrat mentioned to us that time, he says, that make qasti adam nazar. Make the intention you're leaving the room now not to look, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look, and how you know whether you're genuine in your intention? When you're lying down at night before sleeping, and you find that now, the hard drive of your heart, the eyes are camera, and it's storing everything. When you're looking into your hard drive, you realize, I can't remember any woman I saw for the day. Can't remember anybody. They show that you were sincere in your intention. Nothing was captured in the hard drive. But if you can remember that I saw that woman, or she attracted my eye, he says, then you weren't sincere in your intention. If you really were sincere, Allah Ta'ala will keep your mind and your heart pure also. Hazrat says, so you must see before you leave, you make the niyat. When you come back at night, just jog your mind a little bit and see. Really, if you can remember anything. If you can't remember, then too. Because you did see something in the haram, or wherever you were. Then to make tawbah for that also. Allah, please forgive me for my unintentional gazes too. Allah Ta'ala will give you the himmat and complete hifazat from all the haram things around you. But this will cause a person a heartache. If your nafs makes excuses, just justifying your looking, then the nafs is very chalak, is very sly. How to understand how the nafs works? That we have to sit in the company of the pious and they will explain to us what kind of nafs we have within me. Whether it is amaratun bisu, whether it is commanding me with evil, whether it is lawama, whether my nafs now rebukes me upon the evil I do, whether my nafs now has become mutma'inna. So they will sit by the mashayikh and they'll tell us, they'll open our sajdi and they'll tell you by, so understand now which level your heart is upon. And now how much more work you have to do to get now to the final stage. It is a deception that you will find satisfaction, joy in gazing at beauty, the haram beauties. You won't get enjoyment there. But it's just the mesmerizing of the eyes. The person feels now there's some enjoyment in here, but there's no enjoyment. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ali, that when a person lies looking at the haram on the stand, Allah's la'nat is upon you. La'ana Allahu an-nazira wal-manzur. Or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person is looking, Allah Ta'ala's curse upon you. And as I explained, now you must really understand and feel that time that hundreds and thousands of champals, sandals are falling upon my head. Falling upon my head, and I'm looking now with the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam. Where you gonna get the pleasure of Jannat in Jahannam? You're sitting in Jahannam looking at haram, but you're gonna experience now a Jannati feeling. This is a deception of the heart and nafs. It's not gonna happen. A person now will have to put that foot on his nafs, and one foot will be in Jannat already, inshallah. Don't ever obey Iblis's prompting in this matter. These false lovers wander about like mad persons trying to justify the evil desires. That is halal. How many a person now? Even as it says in Quran Sharif, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. People who study Quran Sharif, also from there they will see there is no hijab. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Where is hijab in Quran Sharif? So as it says, the Quran Sharif too, they'll go astray. Studying Quran, they'll go astray. Like one person now gave fatwa. He said, now there is no hijab for women. The Quran says, they say to the believing men to lower their gazes. Why should they lower their gazes? It's because the women don't have to wear hijab. He took out that meaning. He went off with Quran Sharif. They understand now that was the first verse revealing in regards to hijab. Then the second verse came. يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِ بِينَ مُتِشَبِي سَبْ رَحْمَةُ رَحْمَةُ رَحْمَةُ. Second verse came down. They tell the believing women now they should completely cover themselves with one piece of cloth from the head to the toe. And also one of the tabi'een explained this, and he says, he put on this one piece of cloth and he left only one eye open. He says, this is the meaning of the Quranic ayat. One piece of cloth and only one eye open. This is hijab. And then finally, the last verse came down, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. That, O Masturat, O ladies of the Ummah, now cling to your homes. Your real hijab is the physical four walls of your house. That is your hijab. And if you have to go out because of bashari taqaza, or shari'i taqaza, that if you have to leave the house because of a human need, or because of a shari'i need, and these are excuses because of which you can leave the house, then in reality the command should be to take your house with you. That is your parda hijab. But because you can't take the house with you, so dress in such a way as if now your house is concealing you. That behind your parda now we don't know whether he's an 80-year-old or 18-year-old. It says some ulama are saying that even the hijab that the women are wearing, they also need the hijab and parada also now. That abaya has become now a black dress. That black dress needs another abaya on top of it now. So we can't gauge who's behind that right now. There's a real hijab. So these false lovers wander about like mad persons trying to satisfy the evil desires. They remain in anxiety and worries day and night, and in disrepute and dishonor. If you want a peaceful and joyful life, happy life, then listen to this advice of mine, as Hakim Saf says, then listen to this advice of mine, don't let your gaze meet with the gaze of beauties, don't look at them directly in their eyes. Listen to this one advice of Akhtar's, Rahmatullah Ali, don't ever attach your heart to these lifeless beauties. They don't have iman in them, or they have iman but it's very weak, don't give your heart to them. The word beauties is used sarcastically in this context. In reality they are not. Beauty is beauty. What Allah Ta'ala's command, fulfilling the command of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is beauty. May Allah Ta'ala give us the faith to make amal, inshaAllah.